Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 2nd of May, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. It's Friday. That means it's a sports Friday. I have joining me in studio Mr. Stanley Mitchell. We're going to talk Carifta. We're going to talk local sports. I got some headlines. Some things I want to put out just before we get into that very broad conversation. Again, I want to remind listeners of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition. Competition is being organized by Dennis Carlton Bethel, great-great-great-great-grandson of Loyalist Charles Farquharson. The competition is open to junior and high school students throughout the archipelago. Three winners will be selected, one from San Salvador, one from Grand Bahama and New Providence, and one from the rest of the family of islands. To win the prize, you must submit two correct answers. The first, the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will and the date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Again, that's the government recording record for Farquharson's will and the date of his death. You call the show, give the producer your information. We'll let you know if you're a winner or you get the opportunity to try again the next day. The prize is over $400 at this point, plus goodies and surprises provided by local sponsors. Again, that's the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition. Before I saw the fire last night, I wanted to make a brief mention of the latest statement from the Bahamas National Reparations Committee. The Bahamas National Reparations Committee stands in solidarity with President Ibrahim Traoré and the sovereign right of African nations to self-determination. There's protests all over the globe. Our African cousins in Burkina Faso assert that after a 20th attempt on the life of the interim president, that they are asking the world to stand with them. We don't have enough time to get in it. We've touched on these issues emanating out of West Africa, off the African continent for a minute. But we've got more news, more local news that we need to focus on this morning. I just wanted to put that on the record. Our brothers and sisters are demonstrating their support for Burkina Faso all over the globe, including in the Caribbean. Jamaica Gleaner has a couple of really nice stories about the activities organized over there. Everybody's heard the news. Structural fire on Elizabeth Avenue. Looks like it spread to Victoria Avenue. Looked like the whole block was taken down. LPIA is temporarily closed due to smoke and the resulting lack of visibility. But that wasn't the only fire on New Providence yesterday, I don't think. There was a fire truck spotted at about 5 p.m. in Lucky Heart Corner, or near there. And I saw this video last night of a fire near a roundabout. I just can't identify where the roundabout is, but there was a lot with at least two fires burning in it separately, a video posted last night of that fire. And then don't forget the article in yesterday's paper coming out of Abaco. Whole island is on fire, says Abaco fire chief. I read somewhere not in the newspaper yet, but I read somewhere that they had approximately 9 fires in 6 days in Abaco. And there are concerns that there's a potential arsonist on the loose. That article, "Whole Island is on Fire," says Abaco Fire Chief. Of course, I've been waiting for a hot minute to get Mr. Mitchell back in studio to continue the Charifta conversation. Mr. Mitchell attended, is it the 52nd? Charifta Athletics and Aquatics competition in Trinidad and Tobago. And Mr. Mitchell is an athletics man, so I know his focus would have been on the track and field events. That's it, his lifelong focus, having been an artist as well. I'm sorry, an athlete as well. I'm going to say an artist. Can you tell me a story about how he used to high jump? It was artistic. It was artistic.
Looking back, it could be artistic.
Morning, Mr. Mitchell. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Morning to Bahamas.
Yes. I just to take a moment now that I've brought you into the conversation. It's another subject that we're not going to delve into necessarily today. The passing of Mr. Rodney Munka. I know Mr. Mitchell is my uncle. He was also good friends or acquaintances with Mr. Munka. And I know that it's a sad moment for many, many people. I'm not sure if we're going to have time to delve into it today, but if you wanted to send texts to be read, to share your feelings or condolences, your thoughts with the loved ones of Mr. Rodney Munker, that space is available. I don't necessarily want to make it a big part of the show because my relationship with Mr. Rodney Munker is different from many people's relationship with Mr. Rodney Munker, including Mr. Stanley Mitchell, right? And so I'm not sure if we're going to have space to delve into all of that. So, Mr. Mitchell, I want to read some local headlines.
Go right ahead.
Some great stories I think Bahamians should be aware of. And if they know about them, they could turn to Guardian website, local media, social media, website pages to find these stories. First story, Judica Nkara Hannah earns her UF ranking. That was at the top of this week. She has her sights set on the 2028 Olympic Games. Judica Nkara Hannah from Acklands just competed in the Pan American and Oceania Senior Championships in Chile on April 25th. She was fifth overall in the 78 plus kilogram class, and this latest UF rankings released have her pegged at number 80 in the world, or I guess pegged at number 80, yeah. There we go, that's the International, or IJF, the International Judo Federation. They have a pegged at number 80 in the world. She's a full-time judokan. In 2017, she won the gold medal in her debut at the Charifta Games, and she was the first Bahamian to win a medal at the Commonwealth Youth Games in 2017. She trains at the sports facilities at the Edmund Moxie Community Park on Blue Hill Road, and she's preparing. Her next competition is Lima Pan Americana Open, July 13th, and then Montreal Pan American Open November 15th. Congratulations, cousin. Congratulations, cousin. Now you join my other cousin, Xavier Johnson, who is now ranked fourth in the region, 19th in the world, as a junior judokan. Another quick story, Bahamian chess players turn in strong performances in Trinidad. The Chess Federation going strong as always. We say congratulations to FIDE Master Cecil Monka, Women's FIDE Master Paulina Carolina, and Women's Candidate Master Chica Pride. Chica had an excellent showing at the event. Strong performance in the 9-round tournament. She won, I think, 4 out of 5 games. Just missed, I think, qualification as FIDE Master by 1 point or 1 game. And Curtis Pride, Senior President of the Federation, says they're launching the Chess for Country initiative, a commitment to helping chess competitors, athletes, prepare and train. Bahamas Handball Federation staging international course. If you're interested in becoming a coach. They're hosting the D-licensed coaching course in the Bahamas very soon. That's the International Handball Federation, along with the Bahamas Handball Federation, which was established in 2018. Now, another cousin, sophomore Michael Major Jr., racks up tennis awards. He's a Howard University Bison. Listen, he had a first-round exit from the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Championships last week, but our guy was named Bison's Men's Most Valuable Player, second team All-MEAC Conference, and MEAC All-Academic Honors as well. We say congratulations, a great balance of athletics and academics. Boxers Heald and Williams bring home title belts. Our guy Carl King Flashy 242 Heald and Rashield Raw Williams will welcome back 38-year-old super welterweight Heald. He's looking forward to his fight at the end of the month, at the end of May, along with Williams. He's going to fight on the same card again. Williams is a 35-year-old welterweight. Heald defended his undefeated status. He's now at 11-0, and Williams is now at 13-3 with 11 knockouts. Anyway, these guys are getting ready to fight in May, and the aim is to get within the top 15 in the world ranking with this competition. U.S. Cricket, USA Cricket stages inaugural North American Cup. You know, we got some cricket guys. Like, y'all wait until we change the national sport from cricket to start blasting these competitions and championships. We happy for you. You got our support. Enjoy the competition. It's taking place this week, and you can watch it on Willow TV. That's Willow TV. I guess you could stream that online. Now, the rest of our stories, except for the NBA, which I only want to talk about Buddy, Kai, Aiden, Gordon, and Thompson. I ain't talked plenty NBA this year, this season. I can be honest with you, like a Bahamian woman, I turned like a switch, buddy. From I read the story that the Warriors left Buddy Hield in Toronto, that this boy with my own last name, Draymond Green, is giving him a hard time. Like, he don't know you can't muscle a Bahamian. Like, you don't know why they call us conks? Because you can't muscle a muscle, buddy. And I could be honest with y'all, my whole feelings turned away. I put a political lens on the NBA after I saw the treatment that Buddy and Klay Thompson were getting. Because I wondered if there was a bit of animosity that sort of gathered up itself within the league after the stellar push by the men's national team, right, for the Olympic qualifiers. Did they get some bad feelings that they didn't process properly, and now it's like a vibe against the way they treated Klay Thompson? I mean, if you don't even have to be a dedicated statistician, but if you read the stories, you understand that Thompson is pushed out of Golden State. This guy was at the top of his career, and they shut him right down. Right? Gordon, same thing. And we say, thank God for Kai. Kai is the muscle and the shell. He buck his head against anything. And he took that opportunity that was given to him, right, by a desperate team. Because it's not just what you bring to the table, but it's the environment that you are in. Kai had an opportunity. A team struggling, lost some of his key players, and Kai stepped right in there and did the thing, right? And so right now, we're in the NBA semifinals in the conference. We're waiting to see who the Thunder can play after they beat the Grizzlies, who the Timberwolves can play after they beat the Lakers in five. That's a whole nother show. And Cavs took out the Heat. They're going to be playing the Pacers. And Celtics took out the Magic. We wait to see who they play amongst the Knicks and the Pistons. I just want to say for everybody in Indiana, we're glad to see you. We didn't think y'all was ever going to be in an NBA playoff ever again after y'all lost Reggie Miller. But we're glad to see you. Oh, and then when y'all got rid of Kai. I mean, a buddy, the best three-pointer in the NBA. I believe he is. We could argue with Steph, but you don't argue with Steph, buddy, because them said have they touch us. They have soft feeling and thin skin. Anyway, y'all don't be rooting up our Bahamian players like that, because what Buddy did, Buddy showed y'all, whatever job you have for me, I can take it and I can do it well. That's what Bahamians bring to the world, right? When we set our feet on your shores, whatever job you bring to us, we can do it and we can do it well, and we probably can do it better than the people in your own country could do it. Now, let's take that spirit, recognize it, and figure out how we make this a standard for Bahamians and how we inculcate this, right? Push it into the culture so that young people understand we're not pushing something on them. It's who they always were. They always have the capacity to be the best within them. Okay, Mr. Mitchell.
Morning.
I got some more stories, but they're all Corifta and athletics related. But let's touch on some of the issues that have arisen out of Corifta. For me, the first issue is this. Why y'all athletics people is hog up all the spotlight? How could a second place in athletics Corifta garner more energy, attention, and focus than the aquatics team winning their seventh straight championship and 9 out of the last 10?
You want to get me in trouble?
Well, no, I just say that's my little peeve about the space.
The space belongs to athletics because athletics has been performing Corifta and beyond Corifta for all the years. When you get an aquatic person, they drop off the map or the cliff at Corifta when it's finished. Mm-hmm. We've had about two or three who have gone on, but nobody has made it anywhere after Corifta and aquatics. So they can't praise. You can praise what they do there, but they're like a junior team to us in athletics.
So in terms of aquatics, the Caribbean is the small bowl, and the Bahamas is the big fish.
Bowl, yeah.
And we haven't been able to make that same transition or produce in the same way when the big fish is now the small fish in the big bowl.
And you're going to get me in trouble because Jimmy the Greek said over 40, must be going on 50 years now, that black people will not ever be able to swim fast. He was fired off one of those TV stations for it. Mm-hmm. But he explained that our bones are too heavy. We're dumping the water. So when Phelps and them get in the water, they can fly. We are sludgy. And it's been proven. You don't have any major swimmers of color winning multiple medals. They do it at the same level, and most of them have mixed parentage. But after that, drop off.
Now, what if we pull a Jamaica? What if we pull a Cool Runnings? What if we go to the place least expected?
That was a one-off also.
But okay, I grew up.
That can happen.
I grew up with fishermen. I tell the story all the time. I see the video of the boy that jump off the boat and catch the turtle. The two of them was flying, right? The boat and the turtle. Are we just not selecting? Are we not identifying the right potential swimmers? Because out swimming sharks.
Yeah, that's that water. You don't swim in that water in competition in Olympics in Panama. You swim in pool water. Mm-hmm. Nothing to keep you up. So you go dead in the water and you can't. It's like the black people have a fast twitch muscle. Mm-hmm. And that's why we sprint well. White people don't have it. So it's the same vice versa. High altitude people run long distance.
Because they have better lung capacity.
Right. Yeah. In Mexico and Kenya and all those places. Just face it. So name me. I have Ariana Wallace Whitfield. I have Nikita DeVoe, and I have a Roach girl and a Roach two brothers, and the Aeneas boys, and all of them mixed people. And then after that, Ariana's gone the furthest, but they don't. And she made her college team and thing, but and a B final.
Yeah.
Sit.
It's practical. It makes sense to me, right?
We have from Pauline Davis and up and Stevie and Debbie and Tonic and to go on.
Beyond
Carifta.
I like it. I mean, I appreciate it and I accept it, right, as a reasonable answer, response to that question. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. I'd just like to say a couple things based on what I've heard from the good gentleman there, who I know very well. First, let me just say this, right? As relates to swimming, Carifta is low level for those persons who know about swimming. CC Can is that level that you could equate to Carifta as relates to track and field. That's first. Secondly, it's not about bone density as relates to swimming. It has to do with the physique of the different persons who are swimming. If you look at most top swimmers, they have long upper torso with shorter legs. If you look at track and field athletes, for the most part, they have shorter upper torso and longer legs, right? Mm-hmm. And then thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, is swimming is a very, very expensive sport. Far more expensive at the junior level to participate in than track and field is. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, swimming is not natural, whereas for the most part, the track and field events are natural. People born after 9 months, a year, walking and running and throwing and doing those things. Swimming is very difficult.
Your daddy ain't never throw you in Montague Harbor?
Know that.
Hold on.
If you throw you in Montague Harbor, the fact of the matter is, swimming at a competitive level is very difficult, and the improvement in swimming is so small incrementally over time. You put in a whole lot of work to get that done, and you still only improve by fractions of a second.
I got you.
Swimming is very difficult and very, very expensive for anyone to swim, especially those persons whose parents doesn't have the wherewithal to do so, unlike track and field.
Okay, so watch this. What's your name, sir? I know Mr. Mitchell knows who you are. What's your nickname? What do people know you by?
They know me by a number of different names.
Okay, well, just in case people wanted to contact you to talk more, because what you said made sense.
Persons who will hear me on the radio know so well that they know my voice, they know my name, they know I'm involved in volleyball, they know I'm involved in track and field on a very small level, and they also know that I was deeply involved in swimming for over 20 years.
Listen, but I don't know your name. I would like to know you.
My name is Jason Saunders.
Okay, Jason Saunders, because you're making plenty sense just now. I really appreciated what you said all the way up until you said, don't matter if your daddy throw you in the pool as a baby. Because I will make a serious point here. My daddy threw me over the boat, Musi, in Exuma, and I bubbled down, and I bubbled straight up, right? Like, we have a natural propensity for the water. But I appreciate what you said, especially after Mitchell said that, you know, as Africans, we have that fast twitch muscle. I thought about the cheetah, you know? I thought about the historically, but so what I'm saying, though, is now after like 200 years, 150 years of being water people, right? We could possibly, I agree, though, it's not going to be the same as in other regions where 75% of your people could be swimmers. Maybe we're looking only at 10%.
Yeah, but if you look at the biometrical makeup of most African-Americans, I mean, not African-Americans.
But Africans in the Americas, yeah. Africans in the Americas, yeah.
If you look at their biometric makeup, you can clearly see that for the most part, they have shorter upper torso, comparatively speaking, to their lower limbs.
Okay. I don't like you, because what you're saying is I could only ever be a Chikchani. I can't never be a mermaid. But I appreciate.
There are some over time, right? There are some persons of color who have longer upper torso. Because if you look at and Aaron Green, you know full well about swimming, right?
Yeah.
If you have long legs, that's like an anchor for a swimmer. You got to really keep that going. That's a lot of work.
Holding up the weight.
Longer legs.
Yeah. Thank you. Listen. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And I only wanted your name because I think people who don't know who you are should know who you are, right? First of all, so when they hear you again, they can say, oh, yeah, no, I know that guy. I've heard him before. He making sense the same.
I was at a Commonwealth Games. We had two cyclists, they came in hot last and last to last. When they were being interviewed by my good friend from the Tribune, they started to talk about when they came down this hill and they had to make the turn. This was difficult and all of that. And I stood there smiling because everybody in the race had to come down.
The same hill.
The same hill. The proof is still in the pudding, the biometrics and all of that, that it doesn't, we don't bond them. And I agree with him. We, like I said, Ariana is more of the latter of being able to swim with the torso and the thing. But if you watch her walk in with the girls from Australia and all that, she's a midget.
Yeah, yeah.
So unless we start bonding them like that, or white people start being, have to run from the police or the whatever, the cheetah, it's going to change
always be,
over
right.
time, but we won't be here.
I mean, you won't, but I practicing. Okay, good stuff. I think it's a reasonable question because we can understand why there's more attention paid to why there's more money coming in terms of sponsorship because athletics athletes are achieving beyond curriculum.
And that's not necessarily true. Royal Bank of Canada, sorry about the ad, has been sponsoring swimming from Betty Cole and I was a little boy, and they always had all the money.
Okay.
But don't bring that either. We can't swim. It's the end of it. So let's just be a junior team to the senior team in track and field.
We can't compete at the international level. I agree, most of you all bubbling, but we can't compete at the international level. But it's important for us, though, as water people at the same time, to put a heavy focus on ensuring that our citizens can swim.
Oh, yeah. What I did want to mention was that I've seen they've added an ocean race during Carifta now in swimming.
Open water.
Open water. And we can do well in that
because
the water going to help us.
Yeah, absolutely. The buoyancy. I'm a special Olympics free-floating ocean water champion. Bubbling is my specialty.
Well, go ahead, girl.
All right, here's a text. Oh, okay. Sorry, text. We're not talking about the fire right now. You need people like a Mark Knowles. Build bigger to compete in swimming. My 9-year-old daughter is very much interested in swimming. She's begging me every day. She's very tall and slim. Are there any swim clubs? QC has a swim club. I think Barracuda operates out of QC.
Yeah, there are millions of swim clubs.
Yeah, Blue Waves operates out of St. Anne's School, but you can call the Bahamas Aquatics Federation,
and they'll tell you.
The president is Algernon Cargill, right? So if you know that name, just reach out to him and say, hey, send me to a list. My child ready to start bubbling, and I need to get her in the water. Okay.
There's a lot of work. I agree with Jason in swimming and what they have to go through.
Oh yeah,
a parent, it's like another job.
Yeah, and then a cultural thing that's small but is actually not as small as we think it is for African descent girls in particular. That chlorine water and your hair.
Yeah.
And the amount of money that parents spend on preparing their daughter's hair for special occasions, for school, right? It becomes like a cultural barrier sometimes to it. Okay, Mr. Mitchell, before we get to the next item on the agenda for this morning's discussion, I got a caller on the line. Producer, let's go to that caller, and then we're going to switch. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I find your topic on the swimming and the comment made by Mr. Mitchell and that previous call about the anatomy of the swimmers to be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we look at Michael Phelps, right, the way his body is made up, and then there was the NBA player retired a couple of years ago who was from the Virgin Islands. He used to be a NBA star, I forget his name.
Tim Duncan?
Yeah.
Right.
He used to be a swimmer instead of a basketball player, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see how tall he,
mm-hmm.
with the former, and the previous caller had said about the torso and all the rest of that, I guess we need to just look at the way boats are made. You know, you have a speedboat, the longer it is, and then you just have the propellant in the back, sort of. So the legs of a person is basically just the propeller, and the longer the boat, the speedboat is, the faster it will go, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing you.
That's just my comments for this morning, and, you know, we would look forward to that Charles Parkinson wheel thing, because there's some ideas that was put in my head by Danny McKinney from Crooked Island years ago about swimming process in the Bahamas, and that is one of the concepts of setting up some sort of aquatic camp on the old island.
Okay.
For swimmers. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget, though, if you look at Tim Duncan, you know he mixed.
Yeah, right. And so that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the height and then the ethnicity.
Right.
Let's go to the next caller quickly. Producer, good morning, caller. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
How are you?
You guys? I'm doing great. I'm just calling to say that today is the 37th anniversary of the biggest fight ever held in this country, besides Drummond and Bahama. That's me along with Ray Miners Jr., the late Ray Miners Jr.
Okay.
May 2nd, 1992, the biggest well-attended fight ever, other than the drama in Bahama.
All right. Okay.
Hey, and listen to me. We'll never see it again. Not for a long time.
Okay, good stuff.
Nice day.
Thank you. 37th anniversary of the fight between Ray Miners Jr. and Quincy Thriller Minute Pratt. Good stuff. Okay, Mr. Mitchell, back to Carifta.
There was some, twirling in the bowl about the result on the Austin Seeley Award.
Okay.
At the Carifta Games, where a Jamaican young man won two gold medals and broke two records and received the reward. And we had a young man, Egan Neely, who won four gold medals, two individual and two relays.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that are trying to stir up a little thing about how come he didn't
receive the award, yeah.
And I want to put that to rest, that the two medals were individual. Egan's two medals were individual.
Mm-hmm.
His other two medals were part of a relay team.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking the records was, in the eyes of the people who run track and field, more than the combined medal in a relay.
All right.
And if you even measure it, you get two goals, two records, you get two and a half, you get three,
mm-hmm.
counting the two broken records. If you count the two Egan got, and a quarter is only 2.5. So I don't want to hear that again. And there's another thing before they don't understand. If it's unwritten, I believe, but if a senior gets the same thing as a junior, the senior gets the award, not the junior.
Okay.
It happened in 2001, where Grafton Eiffel III won the 1, the 2, and ranked the 4x1 relay for three goals. Veronica Campbell, she's now Brown from Jamaica, did the same thing, 1, the 1, the 2, and the 4x1. She got the Austin Seeley Award.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's considered that the junior will have a couple more
opportunities,
and that could be the senior's last one.
Okay. All right. So we put that to bed.
Unless somebody wants to challenge it or say otherwise.
Okay, there you go. The technical reasons why the selection was made. Let's go to the phone line quickly, and then I get to talk to you about our world relay team. If they need me to tighten up, I could tighten up my shoes right now and start training if they need another runner for the world relays. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry we missed you. Caller, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll-free for Family Island listeners, and the text line 422-GR96. That's 422-GR96. Just quickly, a text here. And so they asked me to repeat the swimming lessons info again. Okay, so you start by calling the Bahamas Aquatics Federation. The president is Algernon Cargill. If you know Algernon Cargill, try reach out to him and tell him, give me the link for the federation. That should be a great place to get the list of agencies, the list of groups, that swimming clubs. And the schools they may be attached to, right? We know we have QC. Barracuda operates out of QC. Blue Waves operates out of St. Anne's. Called St. John's, they have a pool as well. They may have a school attached, I mean a club, swimming club attached to their school. And then call the Betty Kelly, Swim Center and ask them, can you provide me with a list of the clubs that are registered under the federation? Bang. You should be able to get the information there. Thanks, Mr. Mitchell, for that logical calculation on the Seeley Award. Let's go to the phone line quickly and then world relays. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning. Sorry for calling back, but I heard Igor Daly's name mentioned, right? And I do agree with your guess. And it's obnoxious of who should have won the Austin Seeley Award. But I just want to throw a name out there that people haven't been talking about very quickly. Mm-hmm. Jacario Wilson, who won the 110 hurdles and also the 100, the 40 meter hurdles and the under 17 boys. He also ended up with 4 gold medals as well. I think that's an awesome accomplishment. Normally, a person who runs the 200, you expect them to also be an awesome 40 meter runner and vice versa. That normally happens. Mm-hmm. But for a person to run 110 hurdles and also double in the 400 hurdles, that is a very awesome accomplishment.
I agree entirely.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome.
Jacario Wilson?
Yep.
Cousin, we know who he is. And congratulations. 4 gold medals, and then, of course, it's not just the 4 gold medals. It's like you went from ballet to basketball, right? From the 110 hurdles to the 400 hurdles. Well done, cousin. Well done. Okay. I hear you all taking, y'all took John Canute Carifta. We'll talk about that in a minute. Why are we not, why do people them say we are out of the world relays? But not just outed, we opted out. The article says the Bahamas opts out of world relays. I thought that was our thing.
No, it's not our thing.
Okay.
And we've been doing it from 2014 under a false umbrella.
Okay.
Not that
we own the race, you know, but relays is our thing.
No, it's not our thing.
Okay.
We had Stevie and Shawnee, and we could thought, and we still think, that we could put 2 runners with them and be competitive in the world relays. One of them don't go, then we're like a lost fish out of water.
They can't anchor the whole team.
They can't anchor the whole team.
Yeah.
And so we've never really had a real team.
I got you.
And anyhow, I never agreed with the world relays in the first place, so don't ask me to talk about it. It's a waste of our time, money, and energy. One day meet, we got one little team that could do, and we spend millions of dollars on it. And I keep saying, ain't no track in Auckland's, ain't no track in Cat Island.
Ain't no track in Moores Island and growing all of these runners.
That we promised the people we were going to put there after they produce some runners. So, and that brings me back to the next point. The money that's needed to beat Jamaica, you have to have an academy of Wilson, Egan Neely, Crawley,
the Zions.
All these people, we have to keep them together. We have to make a special arrangement for them to get the education and keep together training. And as we add some under-17s, as the under-20s have to go, we'll beat Jamaica in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it calls on... You see how baseball does it?
Mm-hmm. They have the camp, spring camp together. You guys live together
and play.
It's same thing with soccer. Same thing with baseball. It's like improv. I tell these young people, you got to practice because you have to learn the other players, your team.
It's like an orchestra. You have to know when to come in, when they go out, and the director, and when he adds.
You need to know. Like, I've seen a soccer interview where the guy was saying, listen, I told my teammate, because obviously he wasn't aware, that every time he... I know when he's going to the right because he does this thing with his left foot.
Yeah.
And I read that Rodman, they're telling stories about Rodman. He said he's watching Rodman, and Rodman just standing on the side of the free throw zone, right? And he just looking up, and he counting. So he wait until afterwards. He said, Rodman, what the hell are you doing? And Rodman say, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. You know, see, when you throw a free throw, your ball rotates four times. And I know.
Counts off the thing.
This way. And I'm studying that, and that's why Dennis Rodman is the greatest defensive player of all time.
Not the greatest.
I mean, I think he's the greatest, but...
Bill Russell is the greatest, but then he had on less...
Yeah. I'm okay with that one, right? That's why...
That's why Larry Bird was so good. He had the same ability, and he couldn't jump, and he couldn't do this, but he could time a ball.
Absolutely. We go into a break. When we get back from the break... more world relays, strong performance at Penn relays, and we got the Tree Zions. We got the start of something right there. Let's talk more about what we need to do, put in the pot to boil up some success. We're going to a break. We will be right back. You're on the clock with Aaron Green, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. When you take your car in to get service, don't tell them your dial's stuck on 96.9 FM. That's a choice. Don't watch nothing. So it turns out, it feels to me like all the Bahamian NBA players are being treated the same way they thought they was going to treat Shador Sanders in the NFL. Like somehow... y'all mad or upset or need to show us that our shine don't shine the same way in the NBA. But you see, you don't need to do that because FIBA is not the NBA. Olympics are not the NBA. And I don't understand why we can't just have like this like mutual agreement that we just playing ball to see who is the best at playing ball. Anyway, y'all don't be treating these Bahamian players like Shador Sanders. And y'all, because, you know, just remember, the boy is young. He's very young. It's not that he overestimated his value. That's not what it is at all. It's that he underestimated. He was not aware of. He's too young to have a real sense of self and sense of location. Because in the NFL, the cream rises to the top, not the coffee. As simple as that. Mr. Mitchell, I don't know if you want to talk about that or not, but Junkanoo and Grifter, why are they taking Junkanoo to Grifter? I mean, they can take it everywhere. They might as well have taken two drummers, a cowbell and a horn, a whistle up in the shepherd.
And guess what? That's what it used to be, but as a voluntary thing of fans and friends and family who went with the Grifter teams. Someone would just bring a drum, a little cowbell, and a couple of things, and they would shake as we won or did well in a race or whatever. Somehow it's now become a thing that scares the living daylights out of me. Imagine taking Junkanoo to Trinidad, a country of music, and to think that you're going to get to do something there. But it's the stupidity of spending all the money to do it and taking it where the people don't mind a little shake, but this country, Bahamas, goes as if they're going to take over the people, and especially in the smaller stadiums, it becomes annoying. And to spend that kind of money could go towards the academy that needs to be started to keep these young people together. And so could the World Relays money go towards that.
Focus the resources on raising the tide and not just your individual boats.
And like I used to say, if you can produce the athletes through this venture, then you'll have athletes in the World Relays. But you take the world, no country bids for the Olympics or anything high unless they feel that their athletes are going to compete and bring the country together and have lots of moments of togetherness when they win. We do it with 2.5 athletes and do it for years.
I'm going to perhaps ask the most controversial question I got asked today, except for how many law firms existed between Elizabeth Avenue and Victoria Avenue. Yeah, that's that. Other than that, the most controversial.
You got me there.
Controversial question is this. Is the Sports in Paradise initiative turning out to be detrimental or have a greater negative effect or impact on sports, right, in the country? Because World Relays, listening to you share over, not to say over and over again, but as our conversation it expands and you add more points to it, right? To me, it feels like because the Sports in Paradise initiative was not rooted in a sports first or in a sports centered space, that it is actually detrimental to athletes because the focus, the resources are not put on growing the sports environment that would naturally evolve into a tourist product.
Right.
You're forcing something into place.
You'll understand. You're forcing the canep to be ripe or the mango. Mm-hmm. And it don't make sense.
Yeah.
And all this entails sending coaches to the family islands, identifying the rough and bringing it to somewhere. Where it could be refined and then shaped and sent out, not the other way around. Have the big party stumble onto something, pay a lot of money. That's sports in what paradise?
I agree with you.
They do better with Battle for Atlantis and Battle for Bahama now than anything that we've ever done. Just to have the race cars down at the Oaksfield thing and races from Miami to Nassau. That's sports in paradise. This is just somebody's idea of a dream that don't make sense the way they're doing it.
Right. It has potential, but it has to be rooted in the right principles.
And you have to give the Ministry of Sports their own ministry and not youth and culture. And you have to give them more and enough money than to just pay salaries.
Yep.
And really work at it. Other than that, we just spinning wheels. We come second to Jamaica. And some of those other islands can soon start beating us, like Trinidad again, and who used to beat us before, and even Grenada and all of those. And then you're going to honor them in Parliament? And that was another thing. Why would you honor the aquatics team who came first with a team that came second?
Yeah.
And take away the prestige of what the aquatics team should have gotten for their accomplishment.
Absolutely. It says, I vehemently disagree with him as it relates to Junkanoo at Corifta. The athletes themselves talk about the inspiration it provides for them, and other countries get to experience it and love it. Okay, if I could.
That's why Trinidad took them and put them up in one place where no one could hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to, and then eventually send them to swimming because it didn't make sense for them to be in the stadium.
Yeah.
That's a Junkanooer.
Yeah.
Who won another trip next year.
And I think the atmosphere that Mr. Mitchell reminded us of, where it used to be a drum, couple cowbells. That's the thing, that space right there, I think, is an appropriate, and then to inspire.
Yeah.
But taking over is a whole lot. Listen, I got some breaking sports news coming into the studio right now. Mr. Longley, you coming on the mic for a moment?
You don't know nothing about sports.
I wait. You better be coming here, Mr. Longley, to tell us about...
I tell Stanley all the time, look here, I will challenge you or anybody else in sports knowledge from 2000 and beyond.
I thought...
anything before that?
Is Mr. Mitchell.
You all could have that.
I thought you was about to say you was going to park me and you was coming to talk about the National Parking League. We got a couple of minutes left on the show, Mr. Sheldon Longley, sports reporter for The Guardian and representative, not necessarily in this capacity right now, but a member of the B3As. Morning, yes. Mr. Longley.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure being here. Good morning, Bahamas. You know, I don't have any breaking sports news.
That's okay.
Yeah, but I heard you guys talking.
We got 2 minutes.
Yeah. I heard you guys talking Corifta and track and field and aquatics and all that. They were here this morning. They were here this morning on Dwight's show. I was here with them.
So. You know, I was stuck in that traffic.
Oh.
With no radio because I have a Japanese car.
Ah, okay.
And I missed the HitSport special. Thank you, HitSport, for running that special on Guardian.
Egan Neely was here with his medals this morning. Ja'Kavion Wilson was here this morning.
Good stuff.
Jade Ferguson was here this morning. Nate Markey was here this morning. So that's four of the standout athletes we had in athletics. Aquatics team was here as well.
Okay.
With Coach Giovanna McPhee. And I think Isabella Monroe was here. Kristen Joseph was here.
Good
as
stuff.
Well as a few others. So, yeah. So the Bahamian public got a taste of them on Dwight's show this morning.
Good stuff, good stuff. I'm happy for that.
Mm-hmm.
We are not showcasing these young people enough, right? These are the faces that should be on billboards and placards, right? These local advertisers who you should be going to put faces on your product, on your billboards, on your business. Come find these young people, take a picture of them in their sports uniform and put next to them why you using them to represent the excellence of your product or your business. That's how you do it.
They're hot items right now, man. They're the hot items. Egan can't go anywhere without being recognized right now.
Yeah.
He's the hot item in the country right now.
Egan from SAC, eh?
He goes to SAC. Chicago.
Anyway, congratulations, SAC.
Jagari goes to SAC as well.
Congratulations, SAC.
You know, so tremendous job. I had predicted that. I'm still waiting for my money, by the way. Anyway, we can talk that off, y'all.
Yeah, because you talked about it just now. I won my 10%.
I had predicted between 10 and 15 gold medals. We got 16. So we even did better than that. Right? So, yeah, me and Stanley had a little friendly wager on the side about that 10 gold medals. But anyway, you know, Stanley's a little radical, you know, and a lot of things he spoke about, I do agree with. You know, but I think the world leaders are important to the Bahamas, so we need that to stay here. We need that to be the home of the Bahamas. I just wish you wouldn't spend as much money, right? Mm-hmm. But I think it only could encourage us.
You don't want your daughter to get married every year either, to spend the money on a new wedding dress when it don't make sense, right?
Well hopefully we can spend less money.
So you keep saying hopefully. Yeah. The big party goes on.
Sheldon, I can't believe you wait this late to come into my studio because what a good conversation we was about to have. But I see Mr. Newry is in the cockpit. He's waiting to start Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. I know. Ooh, listen, we say it's time to put our hands out in support.
But I'll tell you one more thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Crypto Lawrence should tell you that we need to keep it real realist. Yeah. The relays are our thing. We always do well in relays across the board in every division. We won three gold medals. Three of the six gold medals in the relays, we won those. That's our thing. You know, so sometimes you gotta own something. Sometimes you gotta own something. Right? So let's own that.
Sometimes you gotta Sheldon, come out my why would you say something so exciting among such excitable people? I'm not expecting
I would agree with
you, Mr. Lestadio, on this one point.
I would agree with him on this one point. You need more than two good runners. You need four or five good runners. Yes, I agree with that.
Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Sheldon is just committed to coming back next Friday with Mr. Mitchell so we can continue this conversation. I hope you don't have any work commitments, sir, because I really would love to continue this next week Friday.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Mitchell, for joining us today.
Glad you had me.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.